News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A young Irish player has spoken out about the racist abuse he received on the pitch in a match at the weekend. Our reporter Barry White is with us. Barry, you've been speaking to the 19-year-old Firhouse Clover player.
Hi Shane. Yeah, Yanis Boumel was playing at a Leinster Senior League match over the weekend when he claims he was racially abused by an opposing player. Now the teenager has lived in Firhouse all his life and he considers himself to be Irish, but Yanis, who has Algerian parents, says he has faced this sort of racial abuse for years because he looks different.
I pushed the lad that tackled me in the first half. I pushed him away. It wasn't a serious push around, it was just a little nudge. And he goes, "Don't touch me, you packy. You packy b***head." Yeah, so we said it two more times. And two of my teammates went over to the referee and said, they said to him, he's out to saying this. And the referee responded with, "I was over here, how am I meant to hear it?" So I just left it at that.
So was this incident at the weekend, was this the first time you ever received racist abuse?
No, it happens to me every season since the start. Since I was 8 years old, this has happened every single year. Every single season, at least one to two times it's happened to me. Every single season. Every club I've played for is the same stuff over and over again. Every time it happens, it's always brushed under the carpet. No one hears it. Everyone gives out about it at the start and then that's it. It's just gone. It's as if it never happened. And at one time I had people watching a game racially abuse me. So I've experienced it all in Ireland. I mean, I love Ireland. Ireland's my home. I'm an Irishman. I'm a proud Irishman. I've lived here all my life. I mean, I don't know anywhere else but Ireland. So I think for someone to come and come and say, "Oh, you're this and that," and I'm just as Irish as them, or even more Irish than them, it's just not good enough.
No, it isn't good enough. Barry, Yanis saying it there, it's incredible. He's received abuse like this, racial abuse like this, for years. Is it happening on a widespread scale?
Yeah, seemingly so. I've also been speaking to two coaches who've been coaching here from youth level right up to senior level for over 20 years. So they've loads of experience in the game. And they've both told me that players being racially abused is a weekly occurrence. Mukhtar Adani, who is Algerian, and Jeff Byrne from Dublin, both told me that they have reported many incidents of racial abuse, but it is continuously brushed under the carpet.
We have been reporting many cases, unfortunately. Like, there is no follow-up, you know. So it have been all the time the same story. Like,
There's been so many situations over the years that we've been involved in, and it's shocking, to say the least, how it's being treated, because it is being brushed under the carpet. I just believe that in 2019, we're going backwards instead of going forwards, you know. And I think the whole situation needs to be looked at really closely and needs to be addressed, and there has to be proper consequences.
But I think myself, there is no example that people that they go back to that the FAI have been punishing. Like, I want the player to be punished. We need an example in this country. We need the club to be punished and to be published everywhere, to be example for everywhere.
And do you think that some kids from ethnic backgrounds are being put off playing football when they see incidents like this?
Yes, I have. I know two players who give up football. Malik, mm-hmm. Malik. Yeah, he had been told in the dressing room. He's in Ireland. He's not in Algeria. I know an African too, from Blanchestown too. Same thing. They have been called by caller and he give up. And even myself, I've been called Bin Laden in a pitch, you know, from a mother.
Extraordinary. Look, they say they've reported many cases that have been brushed under the carpet. I suppose that's pointing the finger at the authorities, Barry. What have the football authorities, the FAI, the Leinster Senior League, for example, what have they had to say?
Yeah, well, the chairman of the Leinster Senior League, Dave Moore, said that they are aware of the incidents at the weekend and they are investigating. He also said they're waiting on the referee's report, and once they get that, that will be passed on to the FAI. Mr. Moore also told me that there has been two similar incidents this season to this that did result in suspensions. Yeah. So he says they are dealing with it.
I mean, to be fair to both organisations, we should I mean, they would take a dim view of racist slurs in football.
Well, you would think so. Regarding the FAI, I've emailed them twice. Emailed them on Monday morning. Emailed them again early yesterday afternoon. They've been given plenty of chance to reply. They never got back to me. And Perry Ogden, who is the chief executive of SARI, that's Soccer Against Racism Ireland, says the onus is on the FAI to start properly tackling racism in football here.
It's been going on for years and years. And, you know, it's a very serious issue. And the big problem is that, you know, the FAI won't do anything about it, particularly if it's not in the referee's report. So we can get an individual coming to us and telling us the story of what had happened at the weekend over a match, and we'll get onto the FAI and they'll say, well, it wasn't in the referee's report, we can't do anything about it.
So did the FAI have any recorded racist incidents? Would they have a log of how many racist incidents there's been over the years?
Well, that's a very good question. You'd have to ask them about that. But to be honest, we've given up on the FAI, particularly on this issue.
So how do they stamp racism out of football?
You know, the FAI have an intercultural officer. They work with Show Race and the Red Card.
What do you want to see done?
There should be zero tolerance. I mean, we should look to England and what's happening in the Premier League now. They're finally getting their act together and taking the zero tolerance issue stand on this. And, you know, we should do the same here. People say you can't wipe it out. Well, you can really try to wipe it out, but that's only going to come if you really lay down the law.
Yeah, extraordinary, Barry. I remember being at a League of Ireland game 30 years ago. There was a black player playing for one of the teams, and a good chunk of the crowd were making monkey sounds. It was extraordinary. It was 30 years ago. It would not happen now at a League of Ireland game, but there is an issue at junior football, it would seem.
Yeah, I think there is an issue at junior football because if you heard from Yanis and Mukhtar there that this is happening, they're saying on a weekly occurrence. But I don't think it's just a football problem. I think it is a societal problem.
No,
it absolutely needs to be stamped out.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a societal problem. Barry White, thanks indeed, Vlad. Let us know your views. Have you encountered this at various levels of sport? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.